Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
It's Monday.
Good morning.
Wrong again.
I am not a morning person.
I hate mornings.
Let's get to work.
I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
No, I'm not crazy about them either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's time for...
What is it?
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Happy post-Independence Day, everybody. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to thank the City of Sparks and Nugget for putting on such a beautiful show last night. Sat in the backyard with a bunch of friends, and it was just spectacular. So that is always good. Heard the fireworks and saw a little bit from South Reno and saw some of the pictures from Lake Tahoe, Virginia City. Had a friend up there, said it was just amazing. Carson City, fantastic job. It just goes to show that doesn't matter what president or, you know, Faker in chief is, you know, saying about people, oh, no, you can't go out and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think we celebrated Independence Day pretty damn good, despite what our government is doing and saying. So I hope everybody got home safely and is just raring to go this morning and not too much of a hangover. Sorry, had to do that. I'm just dragging because I'm tired. Had such a good time yesterday with friends playing games in the backyard and, oh my gosh, just hanging out and talking. See, that's what they don't want you to do. Just hang out and talk. We were talking about everything. And it's frightening how much we all know and are sharing with each other. Because the media is not doing it, so it was great. I know you do, but even me, I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who knows all this stuff or can see all of it and try to share it. And nope, we were all on the same page last night. So next is criminals versus everybody else. Looks as though, I'll get to this later on in the program, but looks as though the nation's largest teachers union has approved a plan to promote critical race theory in all 50 states and 14,000 local school districts. The argument that critical race theory isn't in K-12 schools is officially dead. So, National Education Association. This is just unbelievable. But I'll get to that in a few minutes. I want to talk to you about today's poll question. This means a lot to me. A lot. Because I was contacted through this gentleman's lawyer. And the need in me to help is just the greatest sensation I think that I've ever had. We hear a lot about our justice system, that it's an injustice system, that people are being targeted for, you know, minor drug offenses, and they're spending their lives in prison. And, you know, President Trump went through and publicly, you know, got a lot of publicity out of it, pardoned a few people. And we look at this on the national and the federal stage. But what about here at home? Who's fighting for those people who are unjustly incarcerated, and that even the parole board is not looking at the whole story of what happened to them, why they were convicted? Hence today's poll question. I know it sounds a little convoluted, and it's a run-on sentence. I know that. But to ask the question, I had to get as much information to you in it as I could. So here it is. Should a man whose daughter was allegedly raped by a gangbanger, didn't have enough time to put in there, gang raped, by the way, allegedly, who threatened to kill his daughter and the entire family, as a matter of fact, if they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with said gangbanger, who was pointing a gun at him? They struggled. Gun went off. Killed the alleged rapist, gangbanger. But there's so much more to this story. So should he be in prison? But here's more of the story. He fled the scene. Why did he flee the scene? Because there were other members of the gang getting out of the vehicle that the gangbanger got out of and were starting to approach him. So he feared for his life, got in his car and ran. I tried to get the whole story. This is something that happened in 1996, 1997. So in my hands is the report from the licensed clinical social worker who, you know, is trying to help, went through all the information and does the family counseling. Licensed clinical social worker, certified alcohol and drug counselor, and administrator and executive director of Southwest Passage. Looking at the Office of the District Attorney, Victim Witness Assistance Center. You know, this guy, in my opinion, is another George Floyd. That gangbanger was portrayed as, oh, he's such an angel. He's such a good guy, and he could never do anything like that. And yet, here in this paperwork I have is a signed affidavit from another guy. Not going to get into his background, who sold the gangbanger the gun. Sold him the gun. Yet the gangbanger would never have a gun. He was such a good guy protecting criminals over those who are trying to protect themselves and their family. So the big problem here is love. Yep, it's love. Because this gentleman loved his family and his daughter so much He took advice from the wrong people. Because he didn't think others would be able to protect him. Because the gang was threatening him, his daughter, and his entire family that they would be killed if he said anything. If he said anything. So none of this information that I'm not doing the best job at explaining to you. I wish you could see all of the reports and the story that I'm going through. My heart just sank when I saw this story, when I read his words. My heart sank that somebody like this is in prison for protecting his little girl, his daughter. So I will be joined by his lawyer, his representative. And maybe we can even get him on the air. Because this man is 76 years old now. He spent a quarter in his life in prison. In Carson City. In the Carson City prison. And he keeps getting passed over. How many people have been released from prison who were proven murderers, drug dealers, and the such, who got out and went on to kill others? Because that's just what they do. This man, Jack Getz, was protecting his family. And he is serving a most unjust sentence. I'm not saying the gangbanger's life was, you know, not worth anything, but from the story that I read here, from the signed affidavits, you know what? He got what he deserved. Jack Getz, on the other hand, because of a legal system and, well, he felt there was no protection for his family. He's serving time that he should not be serving. And I want you to know the entire story. I want you to know the name Jack Getz. And help me get him freed. He's served an incredible amount of time for something that, well, I don't know about you, but I feel like I would be another Jack Getz. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Live and local FM talk here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on.
We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Oh, yeah. People forget. You can check out any part of the show. Any part of the show. It's all in the podcasts. Sometimes if there's a technical difficulty, you know, the computer fails. But for the most part, everything's there. So last Friday, gave you a little preview of what was going to be happening today and said I was going to be going through why we celebrate Independence Day. Well, not all of us. Not all of us. Claire McCaskill. You know what? I want to start bringing back a tradition that the beautiful, lovely, and talented Joan Rivers used to do. Claire McCaskill. Remember that? If you're a fan. Sticking the finger down the throat. So she has a new family tradition. Rather than the fireworks and the, you know, everybody getting together and celebrating independence, not the 4th of July. That's just a date. We celebrate independence. Claire McCaskill was asked a question. And she said, we're going to start a new family tradition in my family. On the 4th of July and every 4th of July going forward, we're going to watch the video of the Capitol riot. Really? The one that was set up by a three-letter agency in our own government? That, the Democrats seem to know about. Videos out there. You can see exactly who was causing all the trouble. They still want to keep that narrative alive that it was Trump supporters. Okay. Americans know the truth. But if you want to keep that narrative alive, it's their right, I guess. That just shows who they are. Again, more and more coming out every single day about who these people actually are. But getting back to the point, as I said I would do Friday, starting at 10:35 when we get back from local news and Fox News and the traffic and weather. Well, most people know this part. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. People know that part by heart. We the people. We the people in order to form a more perfect union. What they're unfamiliar with, though, is the rest of the Constitution. So, please join me as I go through every single article of our Constitution. And if we have time, our Bill of Rights. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I was just typing out a little email here, sending it off to Jack Getz's lawyer. If you don't know who Jack Getz is, trust me. You will know his name. You will know his story. You will know what happened to him and why he is in the Carson City prison. And I'm sorry. The state prison in Carson City. And hopefully you will join me in the crusade to make sure that everybody knows his story and why he should not, be in prison. I can't use the language that I used with Jack's lawyer, but yeah. There's no reason for this man to be in prison. Unjust system. That's what it is. Unjust system. All right. Let's get to the purpose of today. Independence, freedom. Kind of like what I'm seeking for Jack. Here we go. Had to correct even a couple of my friends yesterday. We don't celebrate the 4th of July. We celebrate Independence Day. Independence from a tyrannical government. Independence from somebody else telling us what to do, basically. We live by the natural laws. You are born a free person and you will die a free person. Well, if you live in the United States, because all around the world, why do governments hate the United States? Why have people been taught to hate the United States? Because we have freedom. And it seems like the only people who are fighting for those freedoms are the people who are coming from other countries who have had to live under communist rule, who have had to live by Marxism. They come here and they're like, what the hell are you people doing? You have these generations. The millennials thinking, oh, this is a horrible country. And they just don't get it. Because they're not taught this stuff. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Article 1. There are going to be a lot of legislators out there who are not happy with this. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and have been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. Now remember, the he and she doesn't make any difference here. How many people know that there's an age limit? Probably not a whole lot. 25 years. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within these within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to serve for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall by law direct. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000, but each state shall have at least 1 representative. And until such enumeration shall be made, the state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to choose 3, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence Plantations 1, Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, Pennsylvania 8, Delaware 1, Maryland 6, Virginia 10, North Carolina 5, South Carolina 5, and Georgia 3. Oh, how this country has grown. Oh, how it has grown. When vacancies happen in the representation from any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Boy, we know about impeachment, don't we? Yeah, we do. 2-0, baby. 2-0. Yeah. Didn't say anything in that part about lying to Congress, but we'll keep looking. Section 3. The Senate of the United States shall be comprised of 2 senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have 1 vote. Immediately after, they shall be assembled in consequence of the first election. They shall be divided as equally as many into 3 classes. The seats of senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year, the second class at the expiration of the fourth year, and the third class at the expiration of the sixth year, so that 1/3 may be chosen every second year. How cool is that? How cool is that? That they even knew back then, it's like, oh, we need to stagger these elections. We need to make sure that at all times, you know, there's some history. And if vacancies happen by resignation or otherwise during the recess of the legislature of any state, the executive thereof may take temporary appointments until the next meeting of the legislature, which shall then fill the vacancies. No person shall be a senator who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years and been 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state for which he shall be chosen. The Vice President of the United States shall be President of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. The Senate shall choose their other officers, and also a President pro tempore, in the absence of the Vice President, or when he shall exercise the office of President of the United States. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Judgment in case of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. See, this is why the Congress keeps going after Trump. They want that judgment. It doesn't matter what they're going to, you know, try and impeach him for. They're just going to keep going after him, even when he's out of office. Because they don't want Trump to ever be able to run for another form of office. They want that disqualification. I love how they put it, though. To hold and enjoy any office of honor. Honor. That is such a powerful word. Honor and trust. Yeah. I don't think a whole lot of our representatives really stand up to that. I know I don't see Chuck Schumer as honorable. And I sure as heck don't trust him. A lot of other senators as well. It's the Monica Jay Show.
He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Ain't that the truth. Stand for your family name. Some of those family names being destroyed out there. You know, as we go on, we see who's been control and who's been changing, you know, little by little in all these bills and all these laws that have been passed in, you know, in the past. The Bushes wouldn't cross the street. Wouldn't cross the street for one. All right, let's go to Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. But the Congress may at any time, by law, make and or alter such regulations, except as to the places of choosing senators. The Congress shall assemble at least once every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Section 5, each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns and qualifications of its members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business. But a smaller number may adjourn from day to day and may be authorized to compel the attendance of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each house may provide. Each house may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and, with the concurrence of two-thirds, even expel a member. Remember, they were trying to do that to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Each house shall keep a journal of its proceedings, and from time to time publish the same, expecting such parts as may be in their judgment require secrecy. And the yeas and the nays of the members of either house on any question shall, at the desire of one-fifth of those present, be entered on the journal. Neither house, during the session of Congress, shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than 3 days, nor to any other place than that in which the two houses shall be sitting. Section 6, the senators and representatives shall receive a compensation for their services, to be asserted by law and paid out of the Treasury of the United States. They shall in all cases, except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses, and in going to and returning from the same. And for any speech or debate in either house, they shall be questioned. They shall not be questioned in any other place. Interesting that even back then they were talking about treason and felonies and breach of the peace. No senator or representative shall, during the time of which he was selected, be appointed to any civil office under the authority of the United States, which shall have been created, or the emoluments whereof shall have been increased during such time. And no person holding any office under the United States shall be a member of either house during his continuance of or in office. Make sure you log on to today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. This is very important to me, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And his story is going to unfold before you, between himself and his lawyer. Here's the poll question. Should a man whose daughter was allegedly raped, gang raped, by a gangbanger who threatened to kill his daughter and entire family if they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with said gangbanger who was pointing a gun at him and shot and killed the alleged rapist? Rapist, gangbanger. It's incredible, the society that we live in now, that you can't even protect yourself. You can't protect yourself against this evil. Jack Getz is paying the price. It's an amazing story, and I hope you stick around for it over the next few days. It's the Monica Jay Show. We shall return.